fast on the heels of an agreement on the share-out of cabinet posts, the incoming Czech government has hammered out the main lines of its proposed budget for next year. The aim is for the state to pay its own way on less borrowed money, with the help of deeper cuts in public spending. Chris Johnstone reports.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas there clearing up some confusion over what the final figures for the public deficit for 2011 should be. Those targets were hammered out within hours of a deal between the coalition partners, the right-wing Civic Democrats, Conservative Topo 9 and centrist Public Affairs on the share-out of ministerial portfolios. And for a centre-right partnership pledged to bring in what they describe as fiscal responsibility, there were no big surprises in the headline figures. The partners have set a 135 billion crown, around $7 billion ceiling for the public deficit next year. That represents around 4.6% of gross domestic product. That goal is more ambitious than the target originally outlined by the outgoing caretaker government of a 140 billion crown deficit, coming in at 4.8% of GDP. The new target calls for the government to find an extra 74 billion crowns, either from savings or higher revenue, to prune its borrowing. From the pre- and post-election rhetoric of the coalition partners, it's no revelation that spending cuts are the main ingredient here, representing around two-thirds of the total. And the public sector is set to bear the brunt of those cuts. Around 10% is expected to be trimmed from the public sector wage bill, with the exception of teachers. And all ministries are expected to deliver 10% savings in their running costs. Disability payments will also be paired, and mothers are set to get one-off payments only when their first child is born, and not for any further fertility output. Added to that, investments in infrastructure projects will also be curtailed. One post-election saving that was mulled, freezing pension payments so that they would not automatically be annually increased, has been dropped. On the revenue side, some of the savings could best be defined as spectral. In this ghostly category of election promises and half-promises that have hit the buffers are the aim to cut employers' health and social contributions and ambition to lower the ceilings for health insurance payments by top earners. Also, the initially floated idea of raising the lower rate of value-added tax or sales tax, which would have increased the price of many basic items and services and hit the poor hardest, has been dropped, at least for the moment. One of the few real savings that can be identified in this area are in the state incentives for building savings accounts. Here the state is taking with both hands, cutting upfront payments to those who open such accounts and the tax breaks for interest payments from them.
Thanks to Chris Johnstone for that report.